Right now, business owners are struggling. They are getting less clients, making less sales, and it's causing them to feel really uncertain. Similarly, some businesses literally can't even open. If you own a restaurant, for example, you need to shut your doors because the government isn't allowing it. If you have a gym, then you can't have clients in because of the fact that gyms have to be closed. The government forced them to be closed. So today I want to talk about how you can adapt, how you can thrive, and how you can get through this coronavirus and come out on top. Because in Impact School, we really focus on making the most of a bad situation while also ensuring that we are adaptable and able to be a versatile entrepreneur. Because at the end of the day, it really is survival of the fittest. And I'm not meaning that because, you know, I know people are getting sick right now. I don't mean it in that sense. I'm not talking about health here. I'm talking about business, and I am talking about how you can make the most of everything that is going on. And I don't mean that in a morbid way or anything like that. I really just mean this in that sense that I care about you and your business. I care that you get results. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about here today. This is a survival guide for entrepreneurs and business owners for during the coronavirus pandemic. Because right now you might be questioning if you're going to have to shut your doors and if you're going to be able to continue and survive through this. So I was originally making this for my clients and showing them the strategies that we're implementing to ensure that our business actually continues to grow and prosper despite these uncertain times. And so I thought, well, I'm making this for my clients. This is going to help them so much. So why not share some of this on social media? So please, if you have any other business owner friends or entrepreneurs or people who were maybe working a job and they've been made redundant or something, make sure to share this with them and make sure to hit that thumbs up. I have a lot more useful and helpful content like this coming out. And I also have a brand new program that shows you how to get your online business going properly. And because of everything that's going on, I'm going to be giving that away for free. So I'm going to dive straight into the content here. And the first thing is that if you already have an offline business, take it fully online. So for example, if you are an in-person personal trainer, then make sure that you build out a program that is 100% online. But not just that. Make sure that the offer, aka the thing in which you're selling, is equipped to ensure that your clients can survive through the coronavirus times too. So for example, for the personal trainers, you need to make sure that the online programs that you're selling are focused on home workouts and that they can still have all of their nutrition despite the fact that the supermarkets are pretty much out of stock. You need to take things into account and take into consideration the new way of living because we don't know how much longer this is going to last. Another example is if perhaps you are a window cleaner or something, maybe that's what you do. Instead of selling window cleaning, because obviously you can't do that anymore, what you need to do is you need to sell something which teaches other people how they can do it for themselves, right? It can become more informational based. You can educate people on the best windows to buy. You could even become a broker between the window supplier and the person who's actually going to now ultimately going to be fitting their own windows. These are the type of things that you need to do. You need to adapt and you need to change the way that you're doing things because right now you can't do the brick and mortar business which you had in the past. And this may even help you realize that in the future, this could happen again. So it makes sense to take your business that was offline and package it up and turn it into an online business. I am going to be having a future video coming out about exactly what I would do if I was starting my online business again. So make sure that you hit subscribe if you've not done so already, because that should really help. So I don't know if you like that example. It was kind of random. But another example is that doctors are now offering online appointments. People are using things such as Zoom, which is allows you to do conference calls. So does Skype. They do the same thing pretty much. People are doing calls through those methods. And so you can implement that into your offering. Of course, when it comes to how we teach our clients, we don't just teach them to do like Zoom calls and to, for example, the personal trainer, we don't teach them just to do a live stream of a workout. We help them create a transformative program, which actually gets the client really, really good results and is much better actually than an in-person session. However, obviously right now, if you want a short-term solution, the short-term solution can just be offering your offline results
online. But then the long-term solution is actually building out a program that is specifically designed to get people results online. So use the short-term result right now, but while you're using that short-term result to ensure that your clients stay, build something out that is online, like that I'm going to be sharing in my next video, so that you can actually build a scalable online business so this never affects you again. So wrapping that point up into my next point is that in order to do this really effectively, you can use this time to build a brand, because building a solid brand is going to allow you to navigate the uncertainty. Because when you have a clear and purposeful brand, it allows you to be agile and it allows you to create the products and services that are meaningful to you, so that anything in the future that happens again like this, you are able to then come in and sell what you want, because you have people who see the vision of your brand and who are bought into it and who want to stand by you and get the help from you. So how do you create a meaningful brand? Well, you need to be posting valuable content on social media, content that is specific to the current time. So right now I'm posting this content about the coronavirus because I know this is going to help people, right? I care about my audience continuing to get results despite the fact that all of this craziness is going on. And so for me, that's meaningful. So I'm posting this content because I want people to think of my brand as a helpful and useful brand, because I like to think that I'm a helpful and useful person because I care about people continuing to get the results in their life that they want. And so inside of our program that we've just come out with, because of all this whole coronavirus thing that we're actually giving away to you for free, you're gonna be able to discover exactly how to do that. So the very first link that's in the description box, make sure to hit that and sign up for that, because it is going to be so helpful for you in these times. You have more time available to do it, so get on it, because that is gonna help you create a brand which isn't just gonna help you right now, but also into the future, which will build your reputation and allow you to get such good success into the long term. I know for sure that there are a lot of coffee shops out there and restaurants who are really focusing on building delivery services that they haven't had in the past, because Uber Eats and things like that make them pay 35%. So it's much more profitable for them to build out their own offering when it comes to delivering food to their clients. So then the next step is going to be making sure that you are focusing on building a brand. And then the final thing is loyalty bonuses. So what would be a really smart idea to do is for your current existing clients that you have right now, because you've already sold to them and perhaps they're already online clients or even offline clients. Either way, you want to make sure that you give them bonuses, that you give them incentives to stick with you. So again, a personal trainer example. If you're a personal trainer and you have clients in person, obviously you can't go into the gym right now because they're all shut. So ensuring that you can offer them some loyalty bonuses, some freebies, some incentives if they stay with you as you build your online business will ensure that they stay. So again, if you have a coffee shop or something and people normally come in person, let's say you have their phone numbers or their email addresses, what you can do is you can send them out an offer so that if they are a customer of yours, even in these uncertain times, and get deliveries to their house, then you're gonna give them every third time they order, you'll give them a free brioche bun, something like that, something that you know they like, something maybe you can give them a selection of a few different things that they normally would choose from. That will allow you to have those customers stay loyal to you. So the thing is right now that you want to realize is that you want to reduce churn rate, okay? So churn rate means the number of customers leaving your business. You want to keep customers basically. So the loyalty bonuses and the incentives will help you with that. Second thing is you need to make sure that you are able to do things online. So whatever happens, don't just slightly adapt short term to turn your offline offerings online. Build out online systems. Systems are absolutely fundamental. These are the two things that I would say are the most important for you to do at this time. And then the third and final thing is build a brand that is focused on empathy, loyalty, and really caring about your customer and clients. So I hope this is going to help you. Obviously, there's much more to it than just that. The Impact MBA is going to help you. This is really, really going to be useful, and we're giving it away to you for free. So make sure to sign up to that no matter what it is that you do, because I know this is going to be helpful for you. I know this video isn't like crazy fancy or anything. I'm just recording it and getting it up for you because I want you to have this content. So again, we made this survival guide, this massive entire thing for our clients. I just wanted to take a few things that are a little bit broader than what we share with our clients, because I know that there's a bunch of people watching this in all different industries. because we specifically focus on service base. But anyway, I really hope that this helps you. And I know that I'm just feeling grateful right now that we help our clients build online businesses, because they're the ones who are weathering the storm and who are crushing it and getting out the other side. So if you feel like you're struggling, you know where we are. You can send me a message on Instagram and LinkedIn and I'll reply to you. And then we can talk about how we could even help you during these times if you need more than just our Impact MBA. So make sure to sign up to that now, smash that thumbs up and share this video with someone.
So with that said, if this has helped you, please share this with another business owner. I know that people need this information right now. I really hope that you sign up for the Impact School MBA that you can get access to if you literally just go to impactschoolmba.com. That is impactschoolmba.com. That's really, really going to help you, because we really want to help people like you build online businesses during this time so that you never are someone who is victim to a virus or anything like this again. So with that said, we have a lot of great content coming. Make sure you've hit subscribe, share this with somebody. My name is Lauren Tickner, and if you want to share this on your stories, just tag me on Instagram. If you want to share this on LinkedIn, tag me there too. I love resharing things on LinkedIn, get so much engagement. So many people will see you and spot you and go to you for business, and LinkedIn's awesome, but that's a whole nother story. I will see you in the next episode of Impact Schools podcast. Have a good one and let's crush through this together.